Welcome to Words to Live By, a podcast series hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. Each week, we will share some of the wit and wisdom of Ronald Reagan. In essence, Words to Live By, made up of radio addresses and speeches he delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. So, today, let's talk about cars, Chrysler, Reagan, and a looming recession. 40 years ago this week, President Reagan addressed the Chrysler plant in beautiful downtown Fenton, Missouri, to stoke the fires of recovery and encourage employees to stay the course. Recall that President-elect Ronald Reagan endorsed the government bailout of Chrysler during the campaign, reversing his initial position. But he really never changed his fundamental belief that automakers should stand on their own without government backing. So back in 1979, Chrysler was on the verge of bankruptcy and in desperate need of a $1.5 billion bailout from the federal government. At the time, Chrysler was the nation's number three vehicle builder and was not exactly standing on its own. Chrysler's troubles began further back in the 60s, and it happened when the company tried to expand both within the U.S. and worldwide in an attempt to catch up to its main competitors. In hindsight, it was ill-advised, as the 70s would have a total of three recessions, two energy crises, and new governmental, environmental, and fuel efficiency standards. The fear of millions of jobs being lost, along with resurgent German and Japanese auto industries, had many concerned that an already weak economy could push the country into a depression. All these factors eventually led to Chrysler's 1979 bailout by the federal government. So to refresh your memory, in 1979, a $1.5 billion bailout was approved with $800 million in federally guaranteed loans delivered to Chrysler pending approval of the remaining $700 in 1981. And by 1981, Chrysler needed another transfusion. So the remaining $700 million was approved by Reagan despite objections by David Stockman. Part of Chrysler's new game plan is they ditched the big 8-barrel gas hogs of the 60s and 70s were the new K cars. Remember those? Chrysler was gambling they would bring it back into the black. They were selling far below the minimum rate set out in the company's plan for recovery. So this is interesting. Under the rules of the government bailout, the federal government can guarantee loans for Chrysler only if there is persuasive evidence that the company is a going concern with a profitable future in its sight. The pressure was on Reagan to make that economy rebound quickly. Otherwise, Chrysler's prospects did not look good. So let's listen to the president in February 1983 when the economy was just starting to turn around. His hosts were Lee Iacocca, Senator Danforth, and Governor Kit Bond. Let's listen.
Governor Bond, Senator Danforth, the members of the Congress representing you in Washington, Mr. Iacocca, friend here who has been driving us around this plant, I've been having a little nostalgia here because I used to do some plant tours when I was doing a show called the General Electric Theater. And I used to stand before groups of the employees going through some of the 139 plants, and for want of something better to do, I'd tell them to ask questions. And one of the questions I used to get the most was, how does it feel to see yourself on the late, late movie? And I said, it's like looking at a son you never knew you had. But I can't tell you how good it is to see an assembly line producing American cars, and especially Chryslers. The last time I was in a plant, it was the Chrysler plant in Detroit, and it was during the campaign. I know the Chrysler employees here in Fenton have had a rough time the last few years, but I want you to know that, and I really mean it, America is on the mend, and both the economy and Chrysler are on the comeback trail. Thank heaven I can say those words that auto workers love to hear, which is, auto sales are up. And that's having its effect. Now, Lee has told me that 1,700 of your fellow auto workers are being called back to their jobs when a second shift begins in July. 1,500 more will be coming back when Plant 2 resumes operation in the summer. And all in all, as he told you, Chrysler is investing $150 million to get these two facilities working again. The other auto companies are beginning to feel the recovery as well. You won't mind my mentioning them. Ford Hazelwood plant is bringing on another shift, and so is that other little company, General Motors, and they're calling back some employees.
Yes, at the time in 1983, all American auto manufacturers were struggling. The sluggish pace of auto sales pushed American Motors Corporation into a financial crisis. And Ford Motor Company, well, they fell farther and farther behind General Motors. To combat this trend, the United Auto Workers Union demanded that imports of Japanese cars be restricted. Sales by domestic producers lagged badly at an annual rate of between 6.6 million and 7 million cars, according to estimates by leading auto analysts, far below the 8.8 million sales level predicted. To make matters worse, worried auto executives saw their companies trapped by a return of high interest rates that crippled car sales in 1978. The prime lending rate in 1980 was 17%. With such a crisis in American car manufacturers, economists knew that if Ford sales didn't improve, they too would push hard in Congress for action to restrict Japanese imports, confronting the Reagan administration with another difficult choice between following a free market philosophy and backing an important visible industry with considerable political muscle. What President Reagan and his advisors believed at the basis of their strategy is that Chrysler and its hard-hit competitors needed a sudden economic recovery that put consumers in the mood to buy cars once more. They believed they needed this more than they needed guaranteed loans. We'll be right back to hear the rest of the president's speech right after this brief message.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation is the nonprofit organization created by President Reagan himself and specifically charged by him with continuing his legacy and sharing his principles: individual liberty, economic opportunity, global democracy, and national pride. We must remain vigilant and work together to share these conservative principles with younger generations. Your role is critical to move our mission forward. Thank you for your continued support. Please visit reaganfoundation.org/give. That's reaganfoundation.org/give.
Now, back to the story. As Chrysler put their eggs in the K car basket, they had a few other things on the horizon as well. Because the K car forecast wasn't glorious. The target was 38,900 K-car sales a month, with overall sales for all models of 74,000 a month in 1980 and 101,000 a month in the following year. Sadly, Chrysler was nowhere near those targets, so they began to work on developing this thing called the Dodge Caravan. Yep, the minivan. They were the first to bring a minivan to the market. Maybe you didn't know that Bruce Springsteen rejected a large offer from Chrysler to allow his hit single, Born in the USA, to be used in an ad campaign for the Caravan. Oh well, so much for Bruce. Let's hear the president's optimistic approach at Chrysler's St. Louis assembly plant in Fenton, Missouri, 40 years ago.
An economic recovery is something like a seedling. For a while, it grows underground and you don't see it above ground. And then it shoots up and seems sprouting all over the place. And that's what we're starting to see around the nation right now. The shoots of an economic recovery are beginning to push up through the recession with its attending unemployment. It's no accident that the leading economic indicators are up for 8 of the last 9 months. What we've been trying to do hasn't been too well understood by some, or maybe there's others that didn't want to admit it, but that we want to lay a solid foundation for long-term growth. We want an economic base so that you won't have to go through the pain again that you've experienced. And I believe that we've laid that kind of a foundation. Remember what an enemy inflation used to be? It was murderous. Well, inflation has been brought down from 12.4% 2 years ago to 3.9%. And we've taken the lead in reducing the interest rates, which have been poison as far as car sales are concerned. The prime rate was 21.5. It's now down to 11, but that's not low enough. We're going to keep on pushing on that and inflation until they're both down some more. I know the auto companies and the UAW are doing everything they can to get things turned around as well. I wanted to stop by here today and say that the American people know that the United States or the U.S. auto workers are still the greatest auto workers in the world, bar none. I know, too, that you've had here in what's going on the cooperation of Governor Bond and the state government of Missouri, and that's the way it should be also, that government shouldn't be a heavy hand in your pocket and holding you down. It should be cooperating and helping to let private enterprise do the job that it can do in keeping people at work. With your help and Chrysler's help and the help of so many other hardworking people and companies, we're going to get this economy humming like one of those Chrysler engines I saw you just stuffing in the body back there. I know there's been a lot of misunderstanding, and I know that many of you have been told a lot of things about what we're supposed to be doing or not doing. Very simply, my idea of what the federal government should be doing is reducing the cost of government to the lowest practical point at which you can leave the most of your earnings in your pocket that is possible and still do and fill the responsibilities of government. And with that, to stop this inflation binge, which has been the longest continued worldwide inflation the world has ever known, and that has been the cause of the high interest rates, bring them down, reduce the regulations and the restrictions that have been hampering business and adding to the cost of the product, make us once again competitive in the world market. Now, if you can find a better program than that, you buy it. I just wanted you to know I'm not above stealing a good line when I know hear one. It's been a great pleasure to be here. I know we're due at some other stops now and have to get going, but thank you all and God bless you.
Looking back, the bailout of Chrysler was an important milestone in U.S. history. It came at a time when the Cold War was at its height and the perceived economic decline of the U.S. was in full force. For many, the fall of an American icon would have led the country down a path of economic hardship that would be hard to break. Thank you for listening. For more information on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, including information on how to become a member, information on upcoming exhibits at the Reagan Library, and more information on the legacy of President Reagan, please visit ReaganFoundation.org. And don't forget to like and follow the Reagan Foundation on all social media platforms.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Words to Live By podcast in your iTunes or Google Play stores and on other podcast platforms as they become available. New episodes of Words to Live By come out every Tuesday. Like what you hear? Check out our A Reagan Forum podcast, featuring great speeches delivered at the Reagan Library. New episodes drop every Thursday. And don't forget to follow at Ronald Reagan on Facebook, at Ronald Reagan 40 on Twitter, and Reagan Foundation on YouTube. Also, search for us on SoundCloud and Stitcher.